Hi, this is Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining my podcast. I just want to, again, say thank you to all of those of you who are sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Just the feedback I've been getting is amazing. Again, we're on this journey together in discovering how we do life. And sometimes it's messy, and sometimes it just... we just have to learn to roll with the punches, and we learn and we grow. And that's the exciting thing about life. It's a new adventure, sometimes a daily new adventure, but we get to be on it together. So thank you for listening and sharing and submitting your reviews on iTunes. It's so appreciated. And I really just am thankful for you. So today I want to pick up where we left off last time. We were talking about boundaries and how boundaries is such a big part of our life because it kind of is the overflow and the outflow for everything that we put our hands to, for our family, our personal lives, and our working lives and careers. It just, how we choose to have boundaries in our life really impacts everything around us. And we had kind of given the analogy of a river, how a river flows when it's flowing within its banks. It flows well. It follows where it's supposed to go. It moves, and there's growth and health all around the river. There's trees and fruit and animals. And, you know, you just get that picture of how a river flows. And when you go through seasons or when there have been times where you don't have boundaries in your life, I know that we have been in a very heavy rain season and there has been tons and tons of flooding, and it has been very difficult for a lot of friends and families that we know around the area in which we live, where they've had flooding in their basements. Some people have lost their homes altogether. Roads have been overtaken because the banks have been overflowing. The rivers have overflown. Yes, I think that's been overflowing with water, and it's really destroying and harming a lot of things. And as we kind of take that same analogy and that same picture, when we don't have boundaries in our life, it can cause harm and damage to the things that are around us and the people that are closest to us. And so I was sharing my story about, it was a pivotal moment in my life where my marriage was really suffering and my family life was really suffering because of my lack of boundaries and the fear of not being able to say no, the fear of just always wanting to people please. What are people going to think if I have to say no? Or am I not going to be accepted? Am I not going to be promoted if I'm not saying yes all the time? If I'm staying late for work beyond the time that I've been committed to and the expectations that were told to me from the beginning, where there haven't been clear expectations, in that place where I just kept in a cycle of saying yes, and where my yes turned into resentment and anger and bitterness, and that began to affect my relationship with my husband and my children. It just was not a pretty picture. It was messy. And so going through that process, how it caused me to press the pause button, begin to move things out of my life, reprioritize, restructure, get curious about why was I afraid to say no? Why was I always giving? And was it attached to my value, my self-worth, how I saw myself? My compassion was at a zero, an all-time low. My compassion for people, my tolerance was, my patience was at an all-time low. God bless you. You did not want to mess with me in that time. But not having boundaries really impacted many areas of my life. And when I began to press the pause button, and my husband took some time off together as a family, and we were really involved in ministry at that the partner life. And when we took that time off and sabbatical in our family, all of a sudden creativity began to be unlocked at greater levels. And family values were being redefined and reprioritized. Compassion levels were starting to skyrocket in my life. The best me was coming to the table, and I had so much room to breathe. I was just like, oh my gosh, I could pause. I could really rest. I could really see my children standing in front of me. I could really embrace my husband without thinking of my to-do list. Like, I could stand there and hug my husband without thinking of the next thing I had to do. I could be listening to the story my little 8-year-old was telling me that she had happened at school and actually asked questions because my mind wasn't thinking about what my next thing was to do, but my mind was present in that moment with my child. And it's those little things that we sometimes don't even realize because our boundaries are out of whack, how it affects even how we think. Like, I know for me, some of the tells that I have when my boundaries are not in alignment and they are out of whack, I am tired, I am short-fused, I get resentful over when I said yes to something and I probably should have said no. If I think about my to-do list, I could be in the bathroom doing my makeup and my to-do list, I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden my heart starts to race, I feel a little bit of panicky, and before you know it, I'm exploding at the next person who's coming in the bathroom asking me a question, and my explosion on them had nothing to do with anything they had to say or do. It was because my to-do list in my mind was overwhelming me. Anger, bitterness, those are tells that my boundaries are out of whack and not aligned. One thing, like the first sign to me that kind of blew me, it's so simple, blew me out of the water, is when I started realigning my boundaries and figuring them out and putting the right priorities in place. I remember taking my youngest daughter, she was about 8 years old, taking her to her swimming lessons and sitting there, I was excited actually to sit there and watch her swim. I wasn't trying to layer things on top of her swimming schedules where I'm going to drop her off at swim so I have 30 minutes to run X, Y, and Z errand. No, I was taking her to her swimming lessons and I was going to get to sit there and watch her swim and just be there. Well, when I got to the swimming lessons, I saw another mom that I knew, and her daughter was in the same swimming class that my daughter was. And I will tell you that when my boundaries were out of whack and they were every which way, I would want to run and hide. And it might seem silly, but have you ever been at that place where you're so overwhelmed and you got so much going on and you've overextended yourself that to see somebody that you know in the store, at the coffee shop, you're just like, oh, please don't let them see me. Please, because I just don't have the capacity to have a conversation right now. Please, let's not make eye contact. I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to look at the aisle, stare and read the ingredients in the cereal box and be so intent on what is happening on the cereal box that they will not even recognize me and they're going to pass me by, or they're going to see that I am so curious about what is in this cereal that they will not want to interrupt me. Ha! That's the kind of thought that I would have when my boundaries were on overload. Just, you did not want to be seen. Like, don't ask me anything. I'm on a mission. Do not get in my way because, number one, I don't have time for you. Number two, in my brain, if I were to open another file that says, make a connection. Here's somebody that really needs to connect with you. Here's a potential friend. Here's somebody that really loves and admires you. Here's somebody that, do you know that if you just took 30 seconds to connect with them, that it would be the best relationship and friendship that you could have ever imagined? But because you don't have the bandwidth, you don't even have the 30 seconds. Yes. Guilty. So when I'm at that swimming lesson and I see this mom and I see her and I get a smile on my face, I say hello, and we just start having a conversation. We're enjoying watching our daughter swim and we're laughing. And before you know it, the time of the swimming lesson is up and we had seen our daughters jump in from one end to the next. And I'd learned what she liked to do and how old all of her girls were, and just more details about all the things that were happening in their life. And I got to share some things that were happening in my life. And swimming lesson was over. And I remember walking to the car with my daughter and she was all excited. And I just remember this feeling of like a smile was across my face as I'm walking and enjoying being in this moment. And as we get home and my daughter goes inside to get showered up and I'm standing there in the kitchen just peaceful, all of a sudden I realize that I had the space. I had the room. I had the capacity to be present in a moment and connect with another mom, another human that I would not have even wanted to look at before because I didn't have boundaries in place. And it was like an aha moment because I realized how much I missed connection. I realized how much I had missed relationships, like actual purposeful, heartfelt connection. And because of my lack of boundaries, I didn't even have space and time to do that. First of all, with the people that I really needed to, my husband and my children. But then second of all, people that were meant to be my friends. And it was an aha moment. And for me, that was exactly what I had been craving. And I didn't know it because I'd been too busy. So it's like this cycle where daily, I know that I still have to assess, where are my boundaries? What do I need to say no to? And what do I need to say yes to? When I say yes to something, I want my yes to be an all-in yes. Like when you ask me to help, when you ask me, hey, do you want to get together for coffee? In my all in all, with everything I am, yes, I want to be with you. Yes, I want to have coffee. Yes, I want to volunteer. I want my yes to be yes, not a yes that really is a no, because when that happens, we get resentful. We get angry, and we get angry at the people who asked us, and it's not even their fault. It's because we couldn't be honest with our no. We couldn't say, you know what? I can't. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. And you don't even have to have a reason. You can just simply say no. And how they choose to respond to your no is not your problem. I'm going to say it again. How they choose to respond to your no is not your problem. Yes, we are kind, courteous, and respectful. Don't get me wrong. We're not being sassy or disrespectful. We're staying within the boundaries, within the banks of our river that bring life, that bring fruit and strength to the things in our life that matter. So it's a constant reevaluation, it's a cycle. When I notice that my compassion levels for other people, for other situations starts to diminish, I know for myself that it's a red flag that something is off kilter, that I need to refocus, reprioritize, look at my boundaries. Where have I maybe overextended myself, where I need to bring those banks back in so that I am operating at the best of my ability? Even with creativity, I know that when I began to put boundaries back in my life, I've been a piano player since I was 8 years old. And if you're a musician, maybe you can identify with this, where you get stuck in a rut of when you create, like the same sounds, like you don't even intentionally do it, but you get stuck in that rut where everything that you play and everything that you create starts to sound the same and same rhythm, same pattern. Well, I know that when I began to put boundaries in my life, all of a sudden I hit space. And like my brain, I think had been so much on overload that I didn't have the capacity to explore and experience and experiment with new sounds. And when I had those boundaries put in place in my life, all of a sudden I began to sit at the piano, find again a passion for my music, and I began to create new sounds, new songs, things that I didn't even know were in me, finally had the room to begin to overflow and come out and be expressed. Boundaries are so, so important and so vital to living a healthy life. An author that I really enjoy, her name is Kristen Neff. She wrote the book Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself. And there's a quote in her book. She says, if you are continually judging and criticizing yourself While trying to be kind to others, you are drawing artificial boundaries and distinctions that only lead to feelings of separation and isolation. Let me read that again. If you are continually judging and criticizing yourself while trying to be kind to others, you are drawing artificial boundaries and distinctions that only lead to feelings of separation and isolation. We can't have boundaries without being kind to ourselves and taking care of ourselves. Boundaries help us to operate at the best of who we are. Like I think you've heard me say it before, bring the best of who we are to the table. When we're compassionate and have self-compassion and caring for ourselves, and where our yes is a true yes and our no is a true no, because we know that it's going to be the best for our family and the relationships and those we are most accountable to, those are the boundaries where we're going to have life. But if we are not taking care of ourselves, if we are criticizing ourselves, if I have to say no, then again, out of those places of fear, we are not really drawing and not putting in real boundaries. It's out of we say yes when we really mean no. And it just is a cycle of pain, a cycle of mess, a cycle of hurt. And so boundaries allow us to have the best self-care and the best compassion, the greatest levels and the greatest measurements of compassion for ourselves and others. So today, as I conclude, I want to encourage you to continue to get curious, continue to find those places where you need to assess your boundaries. Where do those banks, maybe where they've gotten a little lax and you're overflowing, where do those boundaries need to be reestablished in your life? Where does your yes need to be a yes? And where does a no need to be a no? And I want to give you permission that it is okay to say no. It is okay to have healthy boundaries. It is okay to restructure your life so that you are thriving and living from a place of health and wealth and wisdom. So today, my challenge to you is get curious. Find your boundaries. Maybe you need to sit with your spouse and have a conversation about, are our boundaries, do we have boundaries as a family? Do we have healthy boundaries with our marriage? Do we make time for each other? Are we thriving within the banks of our river? Are we living the best life that we could be? Are we being genuine? Do we have the capacity for compassion for others and the wellness and goodness of others? Do we have room to breathe and create? Asking yourself those questions can begin the journey to finding out where your boundaries are at. Maybe you need to establish them, and maybe you already have good boundaries. Either way, today, I want to encourage you, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Boundaries are so good for us, the best self-care for you, for our families, for our friends, and the people that matter most. Thank you today for listening, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful week, and I can't wait to hear about your feedback and your stories about how you put boundaries in your life and the fruit that comes from living a healthy life.